For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. A bit of an Australian invasion underway in central Kentucky. A couple of artists from down under are featuring works here. Here to give us previews is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. The first show, Rich, you tell me, takes place at the Art Museum at the University of Kentucky.
Yes, and I have to say my niece last year married into an Australian family, and they're very nice people. So we don't really need to worry about the invasion much, and the folks who are coming also seem lovely.
We will not necessarily be assimilated.
But interesting shows coming. One is here already. It is an exhibit of work called Us Versus Them by Aboriginal artist Richard Bell. And the folks at the Art Museum of the University of Kentucky say that, you know, he considers himself an activist first and an artist second, but he does some very striking work protesting racism against Aborigines, which were the indigenous culture in Australia, and you know, the colonization of Australia back in the late 18th century, and the issues that still endure with that. He is actually coming here this weekend. He's going to do a talk at the Carnegie Center on Saturday night and then at the museum on Sunday afternoon and be working with students at the University of Kentucky and other places next week. But it's really interesting to look at because, you know, some of the issues that are raised within his art are, you know, very similar to issues that we see here with Native Americans. And, you know, with he bases a lot of his own art and inspiration off of the Black Power movement back in the 1960s and 70s. So there's a real familiarity to it, sometimes uncomfortably so.
And the Australian Chamber Orchestra is on a tour, and it's performing at the Norton Center also this weekend.
It is, and, you know, it's kind of interesting. They're coming to America. They're doing an American tour that will wind up at the at Carnegie Hall in New York at the end of this month. And the big piece that they're performing on it is a work by an American composer, Maria Schneider, called Winter Morning Walks. And it is leader of the group, Richard Tognetti, described to me, it's a very American work. It has a real feel of the American Midwest and a lot of inspiration out of jazz.
Now, they're not from Australia, but they at least have a name that sounds international. Portugal the Man is performing at Buster's on Sunday.
They are, and this is, you know, an interesting thing. That when I saw that they were, you know, coming to Lexington, I was almost a little bit surprised. I was like, wow, we're getting them. Because they've been a big name sort of on the indie scene for several years now, just were recently signed to Atlantic Records and released their debut on Atlantic, and they're coming to Buster's. Very, you know, melodic pop hook music, but with a lot of textures of, you know, like world music and psychedelia and stuff. And so just a very interesting band to have come play here in Lexington.
Interesting as always. Rich Copley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the WEKU website. Just look for the events calendar at weku.fm. And more information is available in the Weekender section, the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.